Literature is just one way that readers and authors alike can learn more about themselves or their world through words. For author Dr. Teresa Carmody, writing has always been a self-reflective practice. Throughout her childhood and early adulthood, Carmody mainly wrote in her journal. It was during her mid-20s that she began to focus on writing professionally. After studying to become an anthropologist, Carmody's passion for writing led her to pursue the life of an author. Through the years of writing books and refining her style, Carmody developed a preference towards autobiographical fiction.
A lot of my work is, I write for my own life. So my work is fiction, but I call it autofiction or autobiographical fiction. I like autofiction because there's a kind of experimentation that term conjures.
Carmody's writing often centers around her own experiences or impactful emotions to fuel the events that take place in her books. An emphasis on topics such as deep friendship or past trauma within her works allows Carmody to untangle her own thoughts through her writing. While this process is helpful, it also makes each book deeply personal to write.
So because I write a lot from my life, and quite frankly, writing has been a way for me to figure out how to just stay in the world. And all of my books take a long time to write. I don't plan it that way. It's just because I'm often bringing really emotional experiences, often traumatic experiences, to the page.
One of the reoccurring themes throughout Carmody's books is the character Marie. When writing her first published book, Maison Femme, a fiction, Carmody's wife at the time offered the name for the character based on her. Marie features in almost every book Carmody has written, whether she is named or not.
I didn't plan to write a series of unrelated books that all have a character named Marie, but there she is, Marie. It's like a series that's not a series. And the way that I think about it is kind of like how each of us, you have this name that you're given. Maybe you've renamed yourself, but you have a name associated to your body, and your body changes over time, but the name stays the same.
Carmody's newest published book, A Healthy Interest in the Lives of Others, follows Marie once again. Gossip is featured heavily as the running theme of the book. Carmody's PhD in gossip inspired her fascination with the different motivations people have for gossiping.
You know, there can be good gossip, that it can be more about building intimacy, and there can be bad gossip, that can be more about envy and jealousy and taking somebody else down, which is, you know, we're not gossiping, we just have a healthy interest in the lives of others. I wanted it to include both of those kinds of gossip.
The book takes place over the course of 25 years in Marie's life. Snippets of Marie with her friend Monette are placed between 11 short autofictions. Each autofiction includes an illustrated diagram that offers a sneak peek into the contents of the stories. The stories are based around themes of community, growth, and the deep friendship between Marie and Monette.
But I also think that, you know, really good female friends can have an intensity to them.
Yeah.
And that when those friendships end, or when the two people are trying to also learn how to grow next to each other, that can be painful and beautiful and also hard. But that's the kind of writing through that I was really wanting to do with this.
For more information about A Healthy Interest in the Lives of Others and Carmody's other works, you can visit her website at teresacarmody.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.